Welcome to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm your host, Nadine Mullings. I'm an author, speaker, and marketing mentor. And I believe in the importance of women of faith in business stepping up and shining in their lane so they can have the impact, influence, and income they were born to make. Join me to hear the stories of powerful women of faith who are using their purpose-driven businesses to make a difference in the world. And be sure to join us in the Women, Faith, and Business community on Facebook by going to facebook.com/groups/Women, Faith, and Business or searching for Women, Faith, and Business on Facebook. See you in the community and enjoy this episode. Hello and welcome to this episode of the Women, Faith, Plus Business Podcast. So I'm super excited for this episode. It's actually a solo episode. This is something different that I'm doing this season for season 7 of the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I'm adding an additional solo episode. So usually I do one episode per season when I'm doing interviews. But as you guys know, if you were following from season 6 was an entire season of solo episodes. So since I did a whole season of just solo episodes, I decided for season 7 to actually pop in with an additional solo episode along with the interviews that we're doing this season. So hopefully you've been able to enjoy the interviews that you've listened to so far and the first episode that I taped that was a solo episode. So this is kind of like your bonus solo episode. And I'm really excited about the topic I'm going to be sharing with you guys today because it's one of my favorite topics. It's something I may have already shared about on the podcast, but I share about it all the time because it's something that I really feel that God has put in my spirit as something to share in the marketplace. It's something that a lot of people don't really talk about on a regular, and that really is how to be spirit-led when it comes to marketing your business. What does spirit-led marketing look like? So we're really going to go deep on this episode on spirit-led marketing and the benefits of being spirit-led, because a lot of times when it comes to business, you can be expert-led, like there's an expert out there that knows the ins and outs of a certain marketing strategy, and then you're led to follow that expert. Or you could be a guru-led, you know, a guru that is known for a particular thing or achieving a particular success, so you follow that guru. Or you could be coach-led, like you have a personal coach that gives you instruction and guidance on what to do in order to be successful, and you're led by your coach. And there's nothing wrong with being led by those people if you have been guided to reach out to those people or guided to connect with those people. But what I'm talking about on this episode is to always put being spirit-led ahead of those things. So putting spirit-led ahead of gurus, putting spirit-led ahead of your coach, putting spirit-led ahead of an expert. Because the success blueprint is already inside of you. When God has given you this idea for your business, for your book, for your brand, He has actually already given you the success blueprint as a part of that. So it's vital that you go inward instead of outward. And when I say go inward, it means tapping into the Holy Spirit and being guided and led by the Holy Spirit. So this entire episode is going to be some of the tips and strategies and ways that you can be spirit-led when it comes to your marketing. So first of all, let's break it down with spirit-led. You know, what is spirit-led? Why spirit-led? And talk about the importance of spirit-led based on scripture. So when I say spirit-led marketing, of course, as believers in business, we all know that I mean Holy Spirit-led, right? Someone said before that, oh, there's different spirits out there. How do I know what spirit that you're talking about? Well, as believers in business, as Christians, as women and men of faith, the spirit that we lean on, the spirit that we have been gifted with is the Holy Spirit. So when I talk about spirit-led marketing, it's always about being led by the Holy Spirit. So I want to share 3 particular scriptures that go into the Holy Spirit. You know, some people in different denominations go deeper into the Holy Spirit than others. So to make sure that we're all on the same space, all on the same page as to the Holy Spirit, I'm going to share a couple of scriptures with us to keep us on the same page as to the Holy Spirit. So the first scripture I want to share with you is John chapter 14, verse 16 through 17. John chapter 14, 16 through 17 says, "And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you." So this is Jesus talking to the disciples in John, and he's telling the disciples that he's already asked our Heavenly Father. He knows he's about to ascend, he's about to leave earth, he's physically not going to be there with the disciples anymore. But he's explaining to the disciples, look, this is what's going to go down. I may not physically be here, but I've already asked our Father to provide something. And he says in scripture, not in this particular one, that's even better than him because it's going to dwell inside of him. So he says, I will ask the Father and he will give you another advocate. So the first thing that Holy Spirit is for us is an advocate. And that advocate is to help us and be with us, right? So we have the Holy Spirit inside of us to advocate for us, to help us, and to be with us. And the Holy Spirit is also the Spirit of truth. So if you're ever, you know, in indecision or not sure, the Holy Spirit will guide you to all truth. And this scripture, it also tells you that not everyone has the Holy Spirit. This is why I love to say it's our secret sauce as believers in business, as women of faith in business. It really is our secret sauce because not everyone has the Holy Spirit, but we do. As believers, we've been gifted with the Holy Spirit. The world cannot accept the Holy Spirit, and the world doesn't even see or know the Holy Spirit. So we have this special gifting with the Holy Spirit that lives inside of us. And that's exactly what it says in John chapter 14, verse 16 to 17, in defining the Holy Spirit. The next scripture that I want to share with you when we talk about the Holy Spirit is John chapter 14, verse 26. And it says, "But the advocate," again, the Holy Spirit is referred to as our advocate, "the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you." So Jesus is telling the disciples and also telling us, right? As he speaks to the disciples, he's also speaking to us that the Holy Spirit is going to be sent by our Heavenly Father in Jesus' name and is going to teach us. So not only is the Holy Spirit our advocate and leads us to all truth, but the Holy Spirit is there to also teach us all things. And that's why I said going inward is so important because we don't need to necessarily be taught through external things, but can be led internally through the teaching of the Holy Spirit. And it also tells us that it will remind you of everything. So the Holy Spirit is what prompts us to remember certain things. Like if you read a scripture or if you think of a certain scenario, the Holy Spirit is the one that reminds us of things and helps us and guides us and teaches us. So again, this is why I get so excited about this subject and about this topic, because it really is our secret sauce. We have an amazing Holy Spirit inside of us that a lot of us are not using to the best of our ability. So John chapter 14, 26 also defines the Holy Spirit and what the Holy Spirit is to us. So the third scripture I want to share with you guys about the Holy Spirit comes from Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 through 23. And it says, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control." So when we are being led by the Holy Spirit, the results of that fruit is always what it produces, the result of it. The result of it is experiencing love, is experiencing joy, it's peace, it's kindness, it's goodness, it's faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. All of these good things come from the fruit or production of the Holy Spirit residing in you. So when it comes to your business and even in your marketing, you can have joy in doing your marketing. Some people are intimidated by marketing or really don't like it, but you can have peace and love in marketing when you're being Holy Spirit led. So those key definitions coming from the Bible define to us what the Holy Spirit is, right? And the Holy Spirit in our life, but also since we are women, men, and believers in business, we can apply this to our business. It's not limited to just your personal matters. These scriptures and these verses apply to business. So when it comes to being led by the Holy Spirit, we have to look at these definitions of what the Holy Spirit is to us that we just read in those three scripture verses. So, if we're relying on the Holy Spirit in our business, what does the Holy Spirit do for us? Number one, the Holy Spirit is our helper. Whatever it is that you desire in your business right now that you're not sure about, turn to the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit can teach you, can guide you, can tell you the truth about it. The Holy Spirit is there to be your helper, like your personal helpmate, your personal assistant that's already inside of you. The Holy Spirit, as we've already read in scripture, leads you to all truth. Whenever you have to make a decision, as entrepreneurs and business owners, we're making decisions all day long, every day we're making decisions. So whenever you have to make a decision in your business, are you leaning into the Holy Spirit? Are you asking the Holy Spirit to guide you to all truth in this particular decision? The Holy Spirit also gives you power. Have you ever been in just like a flow in your business and you don't even know where the hours went by? You just have this amazing Holy Spirit power to get things accomplished and get things done. You have what's the word? Supernatural, right? Supernatural ability. So the Holy Spirit is what gives you that supernatural power and ability. The Holy Spirit gives you insight. Again, decision making is key as business owners and entrepreneurs, and you need to have certain insight into certain opportunities that may be approached, that you may be approached for. The Holy Spirit will give you some insight, some wisdom, some knowledge, some understanding about the opportunity to help you make a decision whether you want to move forward. So really paying attention to how the Holy Spirit is guiding you and directing you. And so the last thing I have listed here as far as relying on the Holy Spirit is for direction. So if you're again, decision making is always huge in business. If you're undecided in which way you need to go with your business, the Holy Spirit can guide you. So these are definitions of the Holy Spirit and also what we get from the Holy Spirit and what we get by being led by the Holy Spirit. And I want to give you a story as an example of being spirit led. Right before I hit record for this particular episode of the podcast, to be very honest, I wasn't sure what the topic needed to be, right? So I said to myself, I can always talk about spirit-led marketing. That's something that's been in my spirit for many years, something that God has placed on my heart as a message for the marketplace. So I can definitely talk about being spirit-led. So I was leaning towards being spirit-led. Now, on my desk is a calendar. At the time of this recording, it's September 15th. You're probably going to be listening to it later than this date because these are pre-recorded, right? So I looked over at my calendar for today's date, and it gave me Matthew 7, 7 through 8, which is the scripture verse that we're going to be talking about shortly when it comes to a spirit-led marketing framework. Whenever I talk about spirit-led marketing, I always mention the framework, and the framework comes from Matthew 7, verse 7 through 8. So I share that story with you in that you're always being guided. That was guidance for me, even though in my head I felt like, okay, this is a good topic to share with you guys for this solo episode. It wasn't really confirmed that that should be the topic. But just coincidentally, and you guys know what I say about coincidence, there's no coincidences, right? That's direction and guidance. when I flip to today's date on the calendar, it's that exact scripture verse that I always use to teach on this topic. So for me, that was confirmation that this is the topic I need to be talking about for this particular episode as I record it today. So I wanted to share with you guys an example of what being spirit-led looks like, because I don't want to just give you scripture verses and tell you this is what you should do without making it practical and applicable, right? So that is a practical and applicable example of what spirit-led looks like, or being led by the Holy Spirit. And there's so many ways that the Holy Spirit leads. It's so personal, based on your design, your unique design. So really leaning into how the Spirit leads you, how the Spirit guides you, how the Spirit instructs you. Really pay attention to that, because it is a unique gifting. It's inside each one of us, so it acts differently based on our own personalities, based on how God designed us. So really paying attention to what being led by the Spirit looks like for you is important. So as I mentioned, today's topic is spirit-led marketing. So we talked a lot about spirit-led. I want to also talk about marketing, right? Because this podcast is about faith and business, right? And marketing is really my topic. That's the topic that I love to teach on. That's the topic I went to school for. That's the topic I, worked in corporate America for many years. And of course, now with my own marketing agency. So I want to share a little bit about marketing. Why is it important to market and promote your business? And what are the key things that is created when you market, right? The first thing that you create when you market is awareness. When you put yourself out there and you let people know you offer a solution, you're really just creating awareness. If you desire new clients, if you desire people to know what you do, you have to create awareness in the marketplace. And that's exactly what marketing does. It creates awareness of the solution that you provide. And you can create awareness in all different ways. There's 1,001 ways to market your business and create awareness. So I'm not going to talk about specifics. I'm not going to talk about tactics. And this is where being spirit-led is important, because the Holy Spirit will guide you to the specific strategy and the specific tactic that is a part of your success blueprint. So that's why being spirit-led is so important. But marketing creates awareness is the first thing. The second thing marketing creates is attraction. You're actually called to a specific group of people. I believe that with all my mind and my soul and my spirit, that we're all assigned to a specific group of people. And I always give the example in the Bible of Jesus, Paul, and Peter, right? So Jesus always talked about that he is here for the lost sheep of Israel. While he was here on earth, he was assigned to the Jewish people, the Israelites, the people of Israel who were lost. They were going in the wrong direction. And he was like, look, I'm pulling you back, and I'm assigned to teach you the right thing, right? Of course, we know his purpose was bigger than just being assigned to the lost sheep of Israel. But while he was here on earth, he would always say, I am called to the lost sheep of Israel. So he was called to a particular group of people. And that's how he interacted while he was here on earth. Paul is another example. Paul was assigned to the Gentiles. All the letters that he wrote in the New Testament was really to churches and to people, giving them instruction and guidance that were not a part of the original chosen people by God, the Jewish. They were Gentiles. And so Paul, who was Jewish himself, was actually assigned to help the Gentiles, to help them realize the good news and to explain everything to them. His assignment was Gentiles, right? Peter was assigned to the Jews. He was assigned to teach the Jews and instruct the Jews and help the Jews to realize that now the chosen people is also open up to the Gentiles. It's not just the Jews. And God gave him visions and instructions on how he teaches on that specifically to the Jews. So I shared those three examples with you to show that we're all called to a certain group of people as a solution, right? So our marketing attracts those people to us. When we know what their issues are, what we know what their needs are, when we know what their challenges or problems are, then we can speak on it, and then it's going to attract them to us. So that's why marketing creates action. The third thing your marketing does is it creates action. You desire people to take action based on the message that you're putting out in the marketplace. Do you desire them to call your business to make an appointment? Do you desire to reach out to for them to schedule a call with you so that you can have a discovery call? Do you desire for them to sign up for your email list so you can nurture them as a prospect? Do you desire them to download a guide or a freebie? What is the action that you desire the audience to take so they can get deeper into relationship and connection with you? So your marketing creates action. So the three key things that I wanted to make sure we cover when we talk about marketing is the three things that your marketing creates. It creates awareness in the marketplace, it creates attraction for the people you're called to, and it should create action for them to take some further action with you. So we kind of broke down spirit-led, right? We didn't kind of, we did break down spirit-led and what it means to be led by the Holy Spirit and the benefits of that. We broke down marketing and the purpose and point of marketing and what marketing creates by creating awareness, attraction, and action. So now let's look at the spirit-led marketing framework, right? So the spirit-led marketing framework comes from the scripture verse that I told you guys about that's on the calendar for today. That is the anchor and main scripture verse that I talk about when I talk about spirit-led marketing. And that framework comes from Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 8. And if we read Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 8, it reads, and I should have pulled this up before. Let me see if I have it right here. Hold one second. Let me just pull it up real fast. Here it is. Okay. Ask. Oh, it's right here on my calendar. I didn't even need to pull it up. I could have just looked to the right, like I told you guys, but I'll read both versions. It says, "Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened." I believe that's the King James version that I just pulled up. And the version on my desk is slightly different, so I'll read that version. It says, "Keep asking and it will be given to you. Keep searching and you will find. Keep knocking and the door will open to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who searches finds. And to the one who knocks, the door will be open." So this is the framework that I use when I talk about spirit-led marketing. In order to be led by the Holy Spirit in your marketing, you need to keep this framework in mind. It's really three simple steps. The first one is ask, right? And the version that I just read says, keep asking. So it's not asking once, it's not asking twice, it's actually not asking three times. It's You have to just continuously ask, right? And so, what are you asking for? Number one, you're asking God for guidance and direction. You don't ask for it once and say, okay, God, bless my business, guide me in my business. You seek it and you ask it continuously. You ask for guidance and direction constantly from God. You also ask for business, right? That's one thing that I struggled with, is to actually physically ask for the business, make an offer. In order to get new clients, you have to make an offer in the marketplace. You have to ask, you have to verbally say it. So, asking is a huge part of your marketing. You have to ask. The second part of the framework, and when you ask, you receive, right? Because that's the second part of the scripture. If you don't ask, you won't receive. So, if you're not asking for business, you're not going to receive business. If you're not asking for clients, you're not going to receive clients. If you're not asking for money, you're not going to receive money. So that's why that is key when it comes to your marketing. Are you asking? Are you asking God for guidance and direction? Are you asking people for offers? Are you asking people to work with you and to do business with you? So that's the first part of the framework. The second part of the framework that's pulled out of the scripture is search. So you need to search and really search for God's voice, right? Search for God's instruction and guidance. Again, I search for the Holy Spirit guiding you. That's what the Holy Spirit is there for you to do, is guide. But you have to be aware of it. You have to be knowledgeable of it. You have to search for it. You have to see that this is how you're being guided, just like I explained earlier about, the scripture verse being on my calendar for today. So search for God's voice and also look for what you need. What are those key things that you need in order to take your business to the next level? Do you need a VA, a virtual assistant? Do you need an accountant? Do you need a team? What is it that you need? You need to search for what you need. Is it a tool like a CRM or an email system? So what are the tools that you need? What are the people that you need? Who is it that you need in order to take your business to the next level, to take your marketing to the next level? That really is what spirit-led marketing is all about. Third piece of the framework is knock, right? So knocking is about taking action. If you think about knocking on a door, I'll see if, I don't know if you can hear the knocking effect right there that I'm trying to make. Probably you didn't hear that, but I was knocking on the desk because you had to take action. You can't accomplish knocking without actually acting, right? So you have to knock. So that knocking part of the scripture verse is about taking action. And I always encourage not just regular action, but massive spirit-led action. If you are being given instructions, guidance, direction by the Holy Spirit, don't delay. Take that action and make it big, not small. Be obedient and make big actions. Knocking could include knocking for opportunity, reaching out to people to collaborate, reaching out to people for opportunities. How are you taking that spirit-led action to market and promote your business so you can, collaborate or take things to the next level with your business? So this really is the framework. I talk a lot more about this in my workshops that I do about spirit-led marketing. Maybe I'll even put a link or something, for you guys to potentially, see if I have one of those spirit-led marketing workshops coming up. So then you can definitely reach out and sign up for it. I believe you can always go to nadinemullings.com/workshop. That's nadinemullings.com/workshop. And when you go to that link, you should be able to see if there's a workshop coming up. And majority of the times I'm doing spirit-led workshops, spirit-led marketing workshops. So I do encourage you to take it deeper, right? There's only so much you can learn on one episode of a podcast, but when you are in the room in a workshop and actually working out this information in a longer period of time, then it's more effective, and then you're more efficient, and then you're able to actually implement and not just get information, but it offers you an opportunity for transformation. So I do encourage you to take a look at that link, nadinemullings.com/workshop, if you want to learn a little bit more on a deeper level about how you can be spirit-led when it comes to your marketing, how you can be guided by the Holy Spirit to help the with your success blueprint for your business, in order to be guided by the Holy Spirit when it comes to your marketing. So that's what I wanted to share on today's episode. It's all about being spirit-led with your marketing. So my prayer, my hope, my desire is that this episode has been helpful for you. And as I mentioned, that it not just offers just information, but there may be at least one thing that you can take away from this episode and be more aware of, not just aware of it, but actually implement it, right? How can you implement moving forward after this episode being spirit-led? What does that need to look like for you in particular? So I thank you for listening to this episode of the Women Faith Plus Business Cast.
Thank you for listening to the Women Faith Plus Business Podcast. I hope this episode has not just given you information, but it was insightful and inspirational and offers you an opportunity for transformation in your life and in your business. Wherever you are listening, be sure to rate and review the podcast and also subscribe to get the next episode, or go to womenfaithandbusiness.com to join our email list.